This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Trump and Biden in D.C. in that Oval. They'll have a traditional meeting today. There's a big GM recall, but first, here, somebody was shooting in a supermarket in the Valley.
Happened in the middle of the night at the Ralph's store in Sun Valley. This is at Laurel and Roscoe. In the end, one person was dead. We get more live right now from our John Baird.
Well, kind of shocking, right in the middle of the store when it was still open, about 11:30 last night here at the Ralph's. Apparently, two guys, this is the initial story we got, two guys walk in and three guys come in behind them and attack the two with a pipe wrench. One of the victims pulls a gun and opens fire. A man was hit in the upper body. He ended up dying a little later at a local hospital. Another man was wounded in the leg. Now, police have the shooter in custody, but I just talked to a woman, a shopper, who didn't know about this yet. She was rolling out of the store a minute ago with groceries.
Are you surprised it happened in the store? Somebody was killed.
Oh, really?
In the store.
In the store. Oh.
They actually died at the hospital, but they were shot in the store.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know. I've been here 45 years. This is my the best store.
Yeah.
But in the morning, I never come in at night and nowhere.
Another person said, wow, that was crazy. In the meantime, detectives are still trying to sort out exactly how it went down. They're going to go through surveillance video. They want to talk to a couple of other witnesses, and they want to talk to, I think there are at least one or two people they have not talked to who were involved in the incident. That's the plan right now. I also was told at one point this incident may have been sparked by some kind of dispute over a woman.
John, thanks. Double murder, kidnapping, burglary, a few of the charges facing a Glendale man. This is over the killing of a couple in Brea. Here's Pete Demetrio.
The man facing seven felony counts is Huan Ting Gong, who reportedly owed a business associate over $80,000. Quan Lung Wang and his wife disappeared on or about October 12th. That's when relatives called police. Brea detectives began tracking Gong's whereabouts, eventually arresting him in LAX 1 week ago. Investigators believe in the three-day span in October, Gong at separate times killed the husband and the wife, used their separate cars to take the victims out to different locations near Riverside, and burned both the bodies and the cars. After that was done, he allegedly stole $250,000 in cash and property from the Wang's Brea home. Gong is set for arraignment on December 2nd. It's not clear at present if the DA's office will seek a death sentence or life without parole against him if he's convicted. I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The architects behind Measure G aren't celebrating voter approval of it. They say it's going to fix what's broken in L.A. County.
The L.A. County Board of Supervisors will be growing from 5 seats to 9, but it's going to take some years. Supervisor Lindsay Horvath, one of Measure G's authors, says expanding better serves the people.
This is the best way to bring government closer to the people. I have never felt threatened by having more voices be part of the conversation. And I think that's what we do government best. That's what happens. We bring more people into the conversation, and that's what Measure G will do.
The measure will also create an independent ethics commission by 2026 to keep the supervisors in check.
This is clearly a reform ballot. This is a reform election, and people want to see change in Los Angeles County, and I'm prepared to do the work to deliver it.
In 2028, voters will elect a county executive who will function like a mayor. Measure G passed by a slim margin. Two supervisors opposed it. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Man who survived being drugged and assaulted by a well-known political figure in West Hollywood has died. Dane Brown was found on the sidewalk in South L.A. Prosecutors said Ed Buck had a history of luring gay black men to his home. He would inject them with high doses of drugs, then assault them while they were unconscious. Brown was one of those men. His friend, also journalist, talking to KCAL News about his death.
I'm extremely sad. I mean, for me, I look at this like the continued effects of Ed Buck on our community.
Buck was convicted in 2021 of 9 federal charges, serving 30 years. Brown was in the middle of a civil lawsuit against him. It was expected to go to trial early next year.
Officials in Pasadena have confirmed that a fire that heavily damaged 3 homes and scorched 3 more over the weekend was caused by a mulch pile that self-ignited. It displaced 11 people, including 2 children. The fire started on East Bell Street, quickly spread to nearby homes where a family dog died. Firefighters from several nearby departments helped control it, and the American Red Cross arranged temporary housing for the displaced families. There's no estimate yet on the cost of the damage. Back in Washington for the first time since his election win, the president-elect Donald Trump telling House Republicans it's nice to win. He's going to meet with President Biden soon. And we talked about the meeting with AP political reporter Meg Kinnard.
This is clearly a meeting that Trump did not offer Biden after the 2020 election. They did not have this ceremonial, traditional handoff of power, so to speak. But it's an expectation they'll talk about policy issues, some domestic stuff, some international stuff. But yes, I would imagine this is going to be somewhat awkward. President Biden has tamped down some of that campaign trail rhetoric and criticism of Trump since Trump's win in last week's election. So perhaps not acrimony that we heard during the campaign, but certainly some tough feelings since this is a Republican that defeated Biden's vice president in the general election.
I guess if you're Biden, you read him in on all the latest on Ukraine and Israel, stuff he doesn't already know, or maybe the super top secret, and then you try and position that in a way that gets him thinking about a way you would want him to move. But of course, he's got different views.
He does have different views. He's already starting to put together that cabinet and that administration that's going to be officially coming into power in January. We've seen a lot of those officials and names coming out. One of them is Elon Musk, who's actually on the plane with Trump coming to Washington right now. Not expected necessarily to be part of this Oval Office meeting, but is going to be in Washington. And that kind of shows the influence that Musk and some other really powerful campaign trail surrogates will purportedly be having in this incoming Trump administration.
What do you think about that Doge committee, since you mentioned Musk? I mean, a cute name. We get a Dogecoin, right? He's a fan of that. But a lot of people in favor of outside looking into government saying, yeah, there's things we could do better. There's things we can work on. We can streamline this. But somebody who's not really mentioned in here is the other, you know, co-chair of that is Vivek Ramaswamy, right? And he's on record as saying he thinks like 2/3 of the government is not necessary.
Definitely a lot of stuff that we heard from Ramaswamy in his own campaign and continuing on the trail as he was being a surrogate for Trump. So this is an interesting perspective to have these two business leaders in their own right, having a kind of tangential relationship with the administration, not technically part of the government, but an advisory role. And when you think about the roles that business and government kind of have in an intertwined fashion in the relationships that they have, I mean, I'm hearing from some people who think that maybe this is something good. Let's try to streamline and get out some inefficiencies in government. But it is definitely going to be interesting to see how it works and to see how much influence the two of them really have. Again, not technically part of the government, not really a new department, but certainly a different advisory capacity that we haven't seen, at least in quite some time, this working out for an administration.
After the White House meeting, Trump's got some other plans, meeting with House Republicans, the Senate voting on its new leader. That's also a process he's kind of put his finger on now. How much autonomy do the Republicans on the Capitol Hill have, or with a mandate? I mean, is he just the ultimate shot caller now?
It certainly is going to be a lot of power for Republicans coming into Washington, with definitely the Senate, probably the House. House having those leadership discussions today, Trump coming in and meeting with the House GOP conference. Elon Musk is also expected to be there. So this is definitely a way for Trump to come in as that president-elect and make a show of power and say, look, I'm going to have ideas. You guys are one of the congressional bodies who are going to be helping me with that agenda. The Senate, at the same time, is going to be picking among the 3 contenders to lead its body, the first such election they've had in decades since Mitch McConnell won't be fulfilling that role.
Again, that is AP political reporter Meg Kinnard.
Yep, how about those kids?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cabinet picks, including Fox News host and former Army officer Pete Hegseth to be defense secretary, could bring some big changes to the military, CBS's Weijia Zhang.
The choice of Hegseth came on the heels of a Wall Street Journal report that Trump's team is considering an executive order to establish a warrior board of retired military personnel who would recommend removing 3- and 4-star generals they deem unfit for leadership.
Republican senators gathering behind closed doors today to decide who will replace longtime Senate leader Mitch McConnell and lead their new majority next year. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane has more.
The voting happens here at the Capitol behind closed doors and by secret ballot, so there'll be no readout of who voted for whom. The three candidates to succeed Mitch McConnell and be the next Senate Republican leader are John Thune, the longtime senator from South Dakota, John Cornyn of Texas, and Rick Scott of Florida, who just last week won a second term here in the U.S. Senate.
We talked to Miami Republican Committeewoman Angie Wong. She says she thinks that Rick Scott's the favorite to be the next leader, thanks to the endorsements by some of the key Trump surrogates now, you know, Elon and RFK Jr.
We don't know ultimately what's going to happen. I can tell you with some certainty that Rick Scott certainly has the momentum and the numbers behind him. The last I had heard, he was well over 70% likely going to get this job. I was up in the Hill yesterday, spoke to a few people. It looks pretty certain that that is the race everyone's focused on today.
In other news, Alex Jones's media company being sold in a private online auction today.
The proceeds will help pay the nearly $1.5 billion in defamation lawsuit judgments Alex Jones owes to families of victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut for calling the massacre a hoax. Jones says his InfoWars company could be shut down if opponents win the bidding, but he says he may be allowed to stay and keep using the company name and platforms if supporters buy the assets. Jones has set up a new studio, websites, and social media accounts. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Two are dead, nearly a dozen hurt in an explosion at a business in Louisville. CBS's Dave Malkoff talking with people in the neighborhood who were told to get out of their homes.
Tyler McLean lives a mile away.
Just heard a huge explosion. The whole house shook.
The blast was so powerful, it blew out windows of nearby buildings. Residents in a 2-block radius were told to evacuate.
They did say that some of the gas levels around the opposite side of the street were dissipating a lot quicker than that side of the street, which I'm hopeful about, but it's really scary at the moment.
Factory makes colorings for food and drinks, a cause under investigation.
GM is recalling some big trucks and SUVs because the rear wheels might just lock up.
This involves some of GM's biggest names, Sierra and Silverado pickups, Yukon, Escalade, and Tahoe utilities. 461,000 2020 through 22 vehicles in all. GM dealers will update software, inspect transmissions, and make any needed repairs.
That is CBS News correspondent Jeff Gilbert.
California Attorney General warning people about puppy mills posing as the backyard breeders. Here's Emily Valdez.
Attorney General Rob Bonta warns the puppy mills are unsanitary with cruel living conditions, and they often sell sick dogs. Jill Tucker is the CEO of the California Animal Welfare Association.
There are lots of problems. One is that this is really an unregulated industry.
The Department of Justice warning people not to buy pets online through pet stores or people on the street, and puppy mill middle cattlemen often disguise themselves as backyard breeders. Plus, our shelters are at crisis levels of overcrowding.
We really want people, if they're thinking about getting a pet, to just visit their local shelter first, or maybe a couple of their local shelters, and see what they have before choosing to acquire a pet elsewhere.
Tucker says there are plenty of purebreds at shelters just waiting for new homes. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The California Coastal Commission is asking people to take photos of high tides during the king tides to help track rising sea levels and their impact on the coastal areas. The photos, they say, will be used to create an interactive map that helps researchers understand flood risks and validate climate change models to compare them to reality. King tides are not caused by climate change, but show what higher sea levels might look like. The photos should be taken near high tide in areas prone to flooding, using landmarks like roads or buildings for reference. When to expect them? November 15th. Which is coming up really fast, till the 17th.
It's 2 days away.
And December 13th through the 15th.
I'm going to have you stand out there. Mm-hmm. You'll be my landmark.
Thanks. Uh-huh. Thanks for that.
The water's up to her hips.
Latest consumer price index has been released, and it shows inflation was up slightly last month. CPI rose 2.6% from a year earlier, which was expected, and that's up 2.4% in September. And we talked about it with Virginia Tech economics professor Jadrian Wooten, who unpacked the numbers.
So I think the easiest way to think about it is that it is up a little bit month to month. And then if you look at last year, it's still positive. And so I think the one thing that everybody needs to always kind of keep in the back of your mind is that when inflation is positive, that means prices are going up. And so whether that's a small number or a big number, it's as long as it's positive, prices are going up.
So what went up? Energy looked kind of flat. Food was up a little bit. And then there's the sticky stuff, right? I mean, shelter, housing costs, always high. And that's going to take a long time to fix.
Yeah, those are probably the worst things. So the biggest change kind of month to month, so from September to October, is going to be airline fares. So it's, you know, it's more expensive to fly. Used cars and trucks are still up really high. Electricity is still up. Motor vehicle repairs. So there's certain categories that are really large. And then we did see some really big decreases in other categories. So certain types of food, meats, poultry, fish, eggs, those are down. Apparel's down. Gasoline's down. And so I think for the average person, you're going to see actually lower prices on the things you buy on a regular basis. But if you are needing to buy a flight somewhere, if you need a new truck, unfortunately, those prices are higher. So sort of the one-time purchases might not be looking good, but weekly purchases, things are actually a little cheaper than they were last month.
I mean, cheaper than they were last month. But, you know, when you look at eggs, right, which is always something people mm-hmm. look at the grocery store, prices down about 6.5%. But up 30% from a year ago.
Yes.
I mean, it feels like, yeah, even as the prices moderate, packaging is still smaller, mm-hmm. you know, and used cars. I mean, who can afford this stuff?
Yeah, no, and that's where I think it gets really tough. And that's thinking about, especially when we see smaller inflation numbers, is still that those prices are higher. And so things are certain items are trending in a good direction, but they're still much higher than last year. You know, I think there are certain positive takeaways that you can pull out of this. So smaller packages ends up working out really nicely for people with smaller families, where they maybe were wasting food before and now they're not wasting as much. So there's sort of trade-offs that, you know, you can get smaller things that might be cheaper, but for, you know, for big families who need lots of stuff from Costco, those are going to be really big impacts. And so it's a lot of it's just finding places where we're seeing improvements and trying to avoid, if we can, the really big purchases until they come down much further.
What he's saying is that the air in the chip bag, you shouldn't have all those chips anyways.
It's a good thing.
Right? It's the serving
it's
size
for your
kind
health.
Of thing.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm single and I don't have kids, so I appreciate the smaller bags. It's easier to get through all the snacks.
That is Virginia Tech economics professor Jadrian.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests.
Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.